How long do high redshift massive black hole seeds remain outliers in black hole versus host galaxy relations? By Matthew T. Scoggins et al. The existence of 10 to the power of 9 Emsen supermassive black holes, SMBHs, within the first billion years of the universe remains a puzzle in our conventional understanding of black hole formation and growth. The so-called direct collapse scenario suggests that the formation of supermassive stars, SMSs, can yield the massive seeds of early SMBHs. This scenario leads to an overly massive BH galaxy, OMBG, whose nuclear black hole's mass is comparable to or even greater than the surrounding stellar mass. A 10 to the power of 4 minus 10 to the power of 6 Emsen seed black hole is born in a dark matter halo with a mass as low as 10 to the power of 7 minus 10 to the power of 8 Emsen. The black hole to stellar mass ratio is MBH, M*10 to the power of minus 3, well in excess of the typical values at lower redshift. We investigate how long these newborn BHs remain outliers in the MBHM relation, by exploring the subsequent evolution of two OMBGs previously identified in the Renaissance simulations. We find that both OMBGs have MBH, M greater than 1 during their entire life, from their birth at Z approximately equals 15 until they merge with much more massive halos at Z approximately equals 8. We find that the OMBGs are spatially resolvable from their more massive, 10 to the power of 11 Emsen, neighboring halos until their mergers are complete at Z approximately equals 8. This affords a window for future observations with JWST and sensitive X-ray telescopes to diagnose the direct collapse scenario, by detecting similar OMBGs and establishing their uniquely high black hole to stellar mass ratio. This was, how long do high redshift massive black hole seeds remain outliers in black hole versus host galaxy relations, by Matthew T. Scoggins et al.